Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
Praise the Lord this morning. See, we've waited.
We're waiting for this day. We're gathered in your name. We're calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, awakening desire, will burn our hearts with truth. And you're the reason we're here. And you're the reason we're seeing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. See your presence, your glory on our face, looking to
come on, ask the Lord to show us His glory and His power. Father, we want to see Your glory today in our lives. We need your power today demonstrated on our behalf. Show us your glory. Show us your glory. Show us your power, Lord. Show us your glory, Lord. Come on, would you just say that again? Would you sing that little part? Show us your glory. Show us.
Show us your power.
Show us. Show us your glory, Lord. Come on, can you sing it like this? Show me. Show me. Show me. Show me your glory. Show me. Time, make that your prayer. Show me, show. That's my prayer today, Lord.
Show me your power.
Show me your glory. Father, there are areas in all of our lives. Doesn't really matter how long we've been in relationship with you. There are areas of our life that we need a fresh revelation and demonstration and manifestation of your glory and your power. We recognize today that without that, nothing is accomplished. That we're just going through life on our own strength and our own ability. But we declare today that we are completely and totally reliant upon your glory and your power and your authority. And so we submit our lives to you. Father, as a nation today, we cry out on behalf of those in the path of this hurricane, friends and family members that we're close to. Immediately comes to mind Santosh and Nancy there in Tampa this morning facing this storm. Local bodies of believers that we're connected to facing this storm. People that we don't even know, but we're concerned about. Father, we pray that your spirit would put up a hedge of protection around homes and around lives and around families. And Father, we ask that your protection would be available. Show your glory. Show your power. Demonstrate your strength on their behalf today. We call them out to you and ask that you assist them. Father, we pray for our team that's coming on the way home now from Houston that's been there over 4 days now, helping those in need as they make their way home today. I pray for traveling mercies, that you would set up a camp of angels around their vehicles and that you would keep them completely and totally safe. I pray that for every meal that they handed out, they would be blessed. Your word teaches us that when we do for the least, that it's like we're doing it for you. And so we pray that you would bless them for their efforts as an extension of this body. And then last but not least, Father, this morning, we certainly pray for our plant that is launching today in UConn. I pray specifically for the leadership team. I pray for Woody and Jesse as they lead. It's a nerve-wracking day for them. I understand that, but I pray for them what I pray for us, that your power, that your glory would be demonstrated. And Father, we're praying for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of new souls saved for your kingdom's sake, for your glory's sake. And so we partner with them today, and we bring our movers to you. 10 individuals that we know don't know your son, Jesus. Family members, friends, co-workers, classmates, neighbors that are on our hearts heavy today because we know they don't know you. I pray that you would show them as well, and they would see in us your love and your compassion and your grace. And because of that, you would win them and cause them to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus. We ask this by your power and your glory today. Every head bowed, every eye closed. No one looking around except my prayer team. If you're here this morning and you say, Steve, I don't know Jesus. I'm not in relationship with him. We will not embarrass you. We simply want to pray intelligently. If that's you today, Would you just slip up your hand? You can pull it right back down. We'll know how to pray. I need Jesus in my life. I need relationship with Him. Father, search our hearts today. Know us so that we can demonstrate our faith in You. God, we encourage each other today. Pray for those watching over the internet that Your Spirit would invade their house, their car, wherever they may be, that You'd show Yourself strong. Help us today as we encourage one another in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Come on, turn around and welcome two or three people real quick into the house of the Lord.
It's been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.